Cut that off, bro.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That means you take a loss if you spray it in the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y salita. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, just read and learn, it's the power hour. Deal every hour. Tune in to your history, you know it ain't no history. Power hour, deal every hour.
We on? Okay. Hey, Shalom, Most High in Christ bless. This is Officer Ezekiel, which is the Power Hour, and I'm with
Officer King Ruvain.
Oh, praise
Soldier Zerishna.
Most High in Christ bless. Mike, today, we got 1 hour to coming at you, live and strong. If y'all don't notice, this month is LGBTQ Pride Month.
LMNOP.
Yeah, plus, the plus, right? We're going to talk about that. Why? Because it's very important what the agenda they're bringing out. It's very important, you know what I mean? Because one of the biggest things that you see about this agenda or thing that they're pushing out, it's not been creeped up over the last 10 years. Don't think it just happened by overnight.
Right.
This thing has been developed, pushed outside the closet for a long time.
That's right.
And it's been in your things, but you've been laughing at it for a long time. And now it's in your front door. Remember, I was talking about it on another show when we were even in the 90s and the 80s, when the TV, they would make fun of it, you know, and how they would put our people in dresses.
Yep.
That's how it is. You could say, hey, they weren't, oh, no, they weren't gay. They were just making jokes and stuff. And, no, but they guess what? There was that cross-dressing.
Mm-hmm.
That they were making, you got to make fun of it now. Well, back then they had to make fun of it. They had you comfortable with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now that you see it on TV, you might looking at it like still kind of laughing at it, but guess what? The other people are being proud about it.
Hell no.
They're being proud. They've seen it and they say, wow, look how far we, you know what I mean? How we made it, what we were. But what we're going to talk about today is the churches celebrating Pride Month. If your church, so-called church, and I'm talking about, when I say church, I'm talking about the Christianity church.
Christianity, crackianity.
Christianity. If they're not celebrating, guess what? They will. We're going to show it to the scriptures are going to prophesy that. This is not something that you guys got to understand that. But guess what? Just like the days of Noah, this thing has to be pushed. Let's start with that video. Let's start with that video because there's a lot in this video right here. Let's do the East Tennessee Christian Churches Celebrate Pride Month. Now, y'all got to understand too, pay attention. There's a lot in this video. Pay attention to also, I believe this is Fox 10 right here, how professionally these people are putting this news out. And they're just quote unquote doing their job, right? But you got to understand everything that's going on to the scene.
But also listen to the specific words that he uses, because especially if you know anything about the scriptures, what he's saying is going directly against what the Bible is saying, even though they're portraying it like God is for their agenda.
And that this is why Christianity is a buffet of lies, because if you want to be a LGBTQ person of the community, there is a church out there for you. If you want to have multiple wives, there's a church out there. If you want to celebrate the Sabbath on a Sunday, there's a church out there. If you want to celebrate on a Monday or a Friday, there's a church out there. If you want to celebrate on a Saturday, but yet you still want to wear pants as a woman, there's a church out there for you. Mm-hmm. That's Christianity.
Christianity is going to allow you to fulfill your lust at any cost.
Yeah, so whatever you pick your buffet, that's why you pick and choose what you want to. That's why people take a blind eye, or they have the LGBTQ Bible, because their scriptures took it out. There's a consequence of that. We're going to go over that. But let's go and watch this video right quick. Let's see this video. Go ahead and play it.
We're all born, we're marked by God's image in our birth. And increasingly we understand that our sexuality is a gift.
This month, local churches are joining Pride celebrations in East Tennessee, celebrating members of the LGBTQ community. And Tennis reporter Vinay Simlot spoke to some religious leaders about how they say pride can coincide with religion.
Born a Christian, Reverend John Coffey's life has been about spirituality and God.
I think for me, it's the belief in something bigger than myself.
As a gay man, Reverend Coffey wrestled with his sexuality and how it aligned with his faith.
You know, we had grown up learning about God's unconditional love.
John Coffey's story isn't a sad one. He found a new congregation, and he got married in 2015.
I now pronounce you husband and husband.
The first legal gay marriage in Knox County.
In the Unitarian Universalist Church, I found a place that I could express that Christian side of me, and that theology would fully embrace who I was as a gay person, as a queer person.
His church embraces him and his sexuality. So does the Episcopal Church. Bishop Brian Cole held a Pride Mass last Friday.
The gospel is an open door. And so for me, Pride Mass was a chance to celebrate that.
His goal is to welcome everybody.
Jesus is always challenging us to love the person we don't think is lovable.
For Reverend John Coffey, that means loving himself, even though he didn't always.
Embracing both who I am and my Christian theology is a way to reclaim some of that power as a gay person.
Because, they say, the only way to love God is to love yourself first. In Knoxville, I'm Vinay Simlot.
Reverend Coffey's church is holding an interfaith pride service on Sunday. And whether you are part of the LGBTQ community or an ally looking to learn more, there are resources available right now across East Tennessee.
Good, that's good. They said a lot of things on here. They said a lot of things. I want to start with that image because for many years, we've been put in Christianity that we as people, I'm talking about the black and Hispanics, if we are built in the image of God, then we should look like God. But the images of God that we've seen, what have we seen? We've seen Caucasian white people.
Play
Jesus, play the apostle, play the
Moses.
Moses, yeah.
The angels.
The gospel of Mark, all the gospels and stuff. We've seen nothing but that. So we need to wake up in these last days and really go back to the scriptures, because notice that these bishops, they call themselves bishops. We're going to go on that too.
Yeah, we're going to get that.
They call themselves pastors or ministers or whatever. When they come up there, they have no scriptures behind that. They have natural, you know what I mean? They have no scriptures behind it. Let's get the image. You know what? Let's get the let's get the elephant out of the room. What does Scripture say about the homosexuality? Let's go to Leviticus. Yeah, give me that. Because we got to understand that this, y'all got to understand there's scriptures for this, and that the LGBT, they developed their own Bible where they've taken out scriptures out of the Bible. They do not preach it, they don't teach it, but yet when the Israelites, the people of God that are practicing the commandments, come out and teach against it, then guess what? There's a problem. We are, what do they call it? Black
identity extremist.
What do we get in the media? It's a blackout for us.
Yeah, right.
They don't want to hear us. They don't want to show us. Why? Because guess what? They want to push this. They want to push the LGBTQ Pride Month. They want to push all those things, but yet they don't want to push what the truth is, because it's going to destroy what they're trying to build here in Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
This is the book of Leviticus, chapter 18 and verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
So this is a disgustable thing to do these things. This is not something that is going to be acceptable. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the Old Testament.
Right.
We don't do that anymore. That's what I've always heard it when I was in Christian, growing up in Christianity. Oh, that's the Old Testament. We don't practice anymore. Those things are done away with. That's what they're going to push. I'm telling you, if your church is not celebrating the LGBT Pride Month or whatever, they're going to. Just the same thing what we're talking about. Guess what? Chick-fil-A, guess what? They're gonna twist that arm eventually, because guess what? This is called Sodom and Gomorrah, especially Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to get that in a minute. Show it in the New Testament.
Yeah, let's get 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Because they always say that the Old Testament is done away with.
Yep.
So we just go figure out, is the Old Testament saying what the New Testament is saying? Give me that.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
So what are we all trying to do? We're trying to inherit the kingdom of God. But it said, what about the unrighteous?
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let's see who's unrighteous. No, stay right there.
I got you.
Stay right there.
Yes, sir. Be not deceived,
mm-hmm.
Neither fornicators.
Fornicators, that's people having sexual acts outside of marriage.
Nor idolaters.
That's people that celebrate different gods.
Nor adulterers.
Adulterers, again, having sex outside of marriage.
Nor effeminate.
That's sissy boys and masculine women. Really.
Hey, wait, let's pause there a little bit. Because, woo, well, I'll tell you, because we talked about that last time.
Right.
We talked about that on a key.
Coming to America?
No, remember I told you.
He's talking about the basketball.
Yeah. The
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You're correct. He had a post of the top 10 ways to be a man, or 20 ways to become a man.
Right.
And remember I showed you that one time? He had said on there that go ahead and color your hair.
Right.
Go ahead and wear a dress.
We're talking
about being a man here. And you're telling me that I can wear a dress?
As a man.
Come on. Y'all got to understand what the society is building here, especially here in the United States, because everybody in the world looks at Hollywood and the United States as a way things in society, right?
Right.
Or they make things be okay, right? You don't want that?
No, we got to get that last piece.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
How do you abuse yourself with mankind? That's Leviticus 18:22. That's Leviticus 20:13. When a man lies down with a man as he would a woman, when a woman lies down with a woman as she should a man, that's abusing themselves with mankind. You will not inherit the kingdom of God because you are unrighteous.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And that's why it's when two LGBTQ community persons get together and they marry, they typically want to have a child, right?
Right.
So they'll adopt or they'll have somebody else to put the seed in them and carry the child from.
Right.
But they don't do it to have a family. They do it to indoctrinate.
Exactly.
Indoctrinate the theological, the mindset.
And the demonic, put the demonic spirit on them little children.
Because guess what? They understand and they look forward for this person to rise and continue to have this agenda being pushed on other people.
But here's the crazy part about that, officer. 9 times out of 10, they are adopting Israelite children.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I mean, Black, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. I ain't seen it. You going to deal with that right there?
Yeah, go ahead. Sir.
Go to Romans 1:26.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 1, and verse 26. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their errors, which was meat.
So in these last days, that's what's going to happen. That's and it's happening. We've seen it in front of our eyes, because back in the days, we would make jokes about the closet, right?
Right.
But guess what? They ain't no closet. They out.
Yeah, what was that song that came out in the 80s and 90s? I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
Yeah, that was Motown, what's that?
Yeah, I forgot her name.
Is it Gloria Gaynor?
Gloria Stefan?
Gloria Gaynor?
It might have been.
No, Diana Ross. It was Diana Ross.
Diana
Ross. That's what it was.
Crazy as hell.
What the hell is this?
And these things that we see come to fold, you get pretty much blackballed, or you get bandwashed, because they've seen a lot of people that, guess what, they did stand, like Chick-fil-A. They were
right.
Talking against it. But guess what? You talk to people and they're not even LGBTQ, but I won't go there because they don't want to give their rights to get. Guess what? You still eat chicken.
Right.
But the thing is they try to ban you and stuff. But you got to understand that, guess what? What happens is the big companies, they start looking bad, or they start not giving them contracts or stuff like that. So pretty much it's like a mini embargo.
Right. That's right.
Because you're not with this agenda that America's pushing, we can't deal with you. And you're going to lose billions of dollars. They're like, whoa, let's put these flags up.
Right.
Let's, you know what I mean? We don't got to do it ourselves, but we got to look like we accept it. That's what it got to be. You got to accept it. I said something earlier. Give me that next video. And we're going to go back to this other video to get some more of it. But the next video, and this is like, they'll take, a church will take a day and say, you know what, we're not an LGBTQ church, but we are going to take one day and, celebrate the pride. Because just like how they do Christmas, they do Easter, President's Day, they'll do 4th of July, they'll do Father's and Mother Day. All those things that have been pushed, they integrated, or they've started to accept it in the church. And that's the same thing what they're going to do with the LGBTQ. Go ahead and play that.
They even do Halloween in the church.
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah, right.
The trick or trunk. Yeah, you ain't fooling me. That's Halloween straight up.
Right.
Just because you dress like an angel in Batman and Superman, you still doing Halloween.
Shoot, and New Year's.
The
celebration of Janus.
Go ahead and play that.
Going on, June is Pride Month, and due to the COVID-19 pandemic, most Pride events were canceled. But one local church still did their part to celebrate the LGBTQ community. 59 News reporter Idina Balthasar was there and has the story.
New Covenant Church of Princeton held a special service to honor the LGBTQ community on Sunday. The message being, we are all made by the same God.
How all people were grafted in to an olive tree that has strong roots, and that's God. And so the service today is about all of us being grafted into the same tree.
Speaker Angel Smothers says in the world we live in today, it is important to have events to celebrate every community and every human being.
I think it's important that we love and embrace each other and remind each other that God loves all people the same.
Smothers wants to remind people of the LGBTQ community that they are not alone.
Because statistically, we see a 50% higher suicide rate in LGBTQ youth. So it's extremely important that we reach out to them, let them know they are loved just the way they are, that they're embraced, and that God has made them beautifully in His image.
Reporting in Mercer County, Adina Balthazar, 59 News.
She said a lot. This is what Christian likes to do. They like to take, like we saw the other video too about, you got to love yourself and love all these things. And you know what? They add things to scripture. They don't got no scripture behind it. They got, what did she say? Grafted in? Grafted in.
Right.
That's the most, that's one of the most misunderstood, twisted scriptures in the Bible. Because the reason why, because you don't understand the Bible. The scripture says, give me that real quick. Give me Psalms 1, 11, and 10. This is one of my favorite scriptures, because if you ain't applying this, you're not going to get none of this Bible. You're going to twist, and you're going to bend the truth. You're going to hide things, and you're going to be surprised when the Israelites bring it out. Oh, no, that is not what that means. What does it mean then? And they don't have no answer. They're just sitting there. No answer. Go ahead.
This is Book of Psalms, chapter 111 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
So, go ahead.
His praise endureth forever.
So it's saying that when you apply the commandments, meaning the laws, statutes, and commandments, when you apply those things, guess what's going to come in? A good understanding.
Uh-huh.
And that good understanding is only one understanding. You're not going to get multiple understandings. You're not going to get this, that, and the third. You're not going to get 40, 50 different churches. You're not going to get that. But you want to believe that, guess what? Well, I believe that this means this, or that means that. That's why you don't apply no commandments. Okay. Give me, you going to graft it in?
Yeah, you got that.
What verse?
Give me first Romans. Give me 10. Because y'all get a very mixture, especially the LGBT community, because I'm going to get to the grafted in nations, because they say that they're grafted. Oh, we're accepted. Now we're accepted. Us Gentiles. They use all these type of words, but not knowing who and what is that referring to. Give me Romans 10:12.
This is a book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Stop. It's saying there Jews and Greeks. How come it didn't say Jews and Japanese? Jews and homosexuals, Jews and queers, Jews. It said Jews and Greeks, because you got to know and understand the history of the Bible. You got to know that, guess what? The Israelites were in captivity in Greek. They were in captivity in Egypt. They were in captivity in Persia and me. They were in every time they were in sin, I guess what? Breaking God's commandments. Guess what? They were in. They were in slavery. You understand that? So it's saying here the Greeks, because the Jews is short for what? Judah.
Uh-huh.
You got in the New Testament, when you talk about the Jews, primarily Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, there was a split in the 12 tribes of Israel in the Book of Kings. So you got to understand that the Greeks, it's talking about the northern kingdom of Israel. You got to understand that those things is a split. That's when you come to 13, read 13.
Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
There you go. They're thinking about the whosoever. Oh, I'm a whosoever. You're a whosoever. The guess for anybody that calls on this name, they can be saved. No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Who in the 12 tribes of Israel are going to call his name and keep his commandments?
But what are homosexuals being saved from?
Exactly.
Because that's heaven for them to be able to do what they want to do.
They're living in the kingdom. They're living in the kingdom. They're living in what they call, quote-unquote, they're about to. Guess what? And yes, they're getting their rights. They're going to get married in every state. It's going to be passed. You know what I mean? Don't you so Bible thumpers in the Bible Belt. Guess what? Y'all are going to have to accept it one or another. And guess what? Your children are going to wonder. Why? Because y'all don't keep no commandments. Y'all play something called church, Sunday church, sing and dance, and apply none of the commandments of the Bible. Y'all just have this feel-good Joel Osteen Sunday, and you believe that you're going to be all right. No, your kids are going to finally accept it. Why? Because they're going to hit them. They're going to hit them in their pockets. They're going to hit them in what they do, and they are going to join and accept everything that the Sodom and Gomorrah, especially Sodom and Gomorrah, is going to accept. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got what I want?
What the Sodom and Galatians?
Yeah. Can we go to Galatians 3? Because you guys, I really understand that at the end of the day, when you see what really is happening, it's going to be, once you realize what they're trying to put and believe in your minds, and you're going to go with it, you're going to be okay with it, right? Give me 3:28.
This is the book of Galatians, chapter 3 and verse 28. Freedom. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
There you go. They're going to push and they're going to say, oh, there's no there's no sexuals. There's
no genitals.
No gender and stuff. You understand that when you put 100 men in an island, guess what? And they don't reproduce, guess what? They die, and that's it. They don't come back. So guess what? Even the multiplying of one of each other, guess what? That's a commandment of the Most High.
Be fruitful and multiply.
That's a commandment. That's something that you're supposed to be doing in marriage. Guess what? Two rods are not going to reproduce.
Hell no.
Two women, guess what, doing the scissors? Doing the scissors, they ain't gonna reproduce.
Ain't no way.
That's not in the Bible. Y'all got to understand that. Go ahead and finish that up.
Verse 29 also?
Yes.
Verse 29. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
Okay. What part it says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. It's talking about sperm right there. Yes, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about sperm. Abraham's seed. Who was Abraham's seed? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. It's not talking about everybody. That's why it's when they start standing up. And if you notice in that video, fast, you don't have to play it, but if you notice in the past where they had one Jake in that church.
Yeah.
And what was he? He was a homosexual.
I mean, yeah.
He was swinging the choir. He was singing the choir. Yeah. Well, put it back. Let's put it back. Y'all missed that.
The local churches.
Because guess what? When you start going against God's commandment, guess what? You for evil, the white man will always stand up for you.
Yeah,
they will always stand up for you.
No.
You got it? For that video.
Scrub a little bit.
It's in the beginning. Right.
A little bit further. Go back the other way.
Right.
Come on.
Right there. Just right there. Just play right there. Right there.
Pause. On Sunday.
Right there. There's a homie right there. Nope, you could tell. You could tell by. You could tell by his countenance.
Look at his little sway. He got a whole
little sway going on. He got the. Give me that scripture in the countenance.
19, Sirach 19.
Y'all guys think we're just making fun? We're not making fun. This is scripture. He that is spiritual understands all things the scripture says. So when we see men like that, and we know that they're not acting like men, we know that there's some sugar in the tank.
Oh my God.
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 19 and verse 29. A man may be known by his look, and one that hath understanding by his countenance. When thou meetest him, a man's attire and excessive laughter and gait show what he is.
So once you know how he dresses, because when you know when you're a man and you look at certain, the way they dress, the way they act, He got a little sway. Yeah, he got a little sway. You know what I mean? They're doing that. You understand that? Guess what? There's a lot of Edomites in that.
But they talk different. They walk different. They dress different. They think different. The things that come out of their mouth is different.
I wouldn't be surprised that, guess what? The church was talking, and then one lady stood up and said, you know what? Oh, don't be making fun of Tyrone. He just different.
Right. He different.
And then she talked to him. And he's like, oh, he from the alphabet community, and like if it's not noticeable. But she said, you know what? Let's go ahead and give him his love, his embrace. We're gonna celebrate Pride Month on one Sabbath.
But also, but we'd be remiss if we didn't bring this out. Let me give 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4. Because here's the deal: Christ did not preach this on the earth.
Get the mic.
Oh, yeah. Christ did not preach this when he was on the earth. None of the prophets preached this foolishness. So we need to figure out what's really going on here. Give me that.
This is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
So hold on. The Bible says somebody go come and preach another Jesus.
Whom we have not preached.
The prophets didn't preach this other Jesus. Read.
Or if ye receive another spirit.
You receive another spirit like what? Homosexuality. Read.
Which ye have not received.
Uh-huh, because you didn't receive that from the prophets of God. The scriptures tell you a man shall not lay down with mankind as he does a woman. Read.
Or another gospel.
Or a whole nother gospel that, guess what? Even the alphabet community can be grafted in. That's another gospel. Read.
Which ye have not accepted.
We ain't accepting that crap, because we're the prophets of God coming to set order and righteousness back on the earth.
That's right.
Read.
Ye might well bear with him.
That's right, bro. We ain't Christ did not come to preach none of this confusion we got going on. I got one more. Let me get 1 John chapter 4. I think it's verse 3, because we got to realize who we dealing with here.
This is the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that spirit of Antichrist.
The spirit of what?
Of Antichrist.
Because guess what? Jesus Christ was a black man with white woolly hair. And he didn't put up with none of this alphabet community BS.
Yeah,
he was an austere man. He preached marriage according to the Bible. He preached that men need to be men and not effeminate. So we ain't coming here trying to hear that BS no more. The prophets are back and we setting stuff in order. What you got, Austin?
No, I just want to hammer that the grafted in. Give me Romans 11, because she said that they always want to put, oh, we the grafted in, and that's just I'm not talking about LGBT. That's just a blanket all the way of Christianity. They want to be the grafted in,
right?
But the scriptures talk about it. This is where they get it from, and you got to understand that. Guess what? This Bible is written in similitudes and dark sayings. Sometimes they riddles, but they guess what? The Bible has to be read. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's what it says. Okay? Give me
16.
You want
16? Yeah.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 11 and verse 16.
Get to the point. Go to 17.
Verse 17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches.
Okay, stop. So it's somewhere the grass that in. You going to
Ezekiel?
Are you going to Ezekiel? Okay, we go to Ezekiel in there. But I'm going to jump up. Before I go to Ezekiel, I'm going to go to 23. Because I'm gonna get one word that's very important. Get 23. Jump down to 23.
Verse 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again.
Again. Meaning, guess what? They were already part of that
right
before. You know what I mean? Give me Ezekiel, what it's talking about, these the tree that it's talking about.
Ezekiel 45.
37:16.
Yeah, you guys can really understand what they're talking about. At the end of the day, when you read cover to cover, you gotta understand that this Bible is talking about one people, the Israelites. That's
Christ
all it's
people
talking about. That's it. It's not talking about nobody else. You got the nations in there and taking that, but guess what? When it comes to salvation and love and exception, that is talking about the Israelites. Okay.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 16. Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions.
Hold on. Take the stick and do what?
And write upon it for Judah.
For Judah.
And for the children of Israel, his companions.
Did you say anything in there about other nations or the alphabet community?
The children of Israel.
Go ahead and read. So it says Judah and his children, right? So it's Judah and his companions, which is Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, right? Read.
Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions.
Question, why did it separate Ephraim and Judah? Because there was a split, like we said in the book of Kings. Read.
And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of Israel, and when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not shew us what thou meanest by these?
Guess what? They're not asking this to Christianity because they don't have a sign with the 12 tribes of Israel. They say that the 12 tribes are done away with. They don't teach that. That's the Old Testament.
Right.
Guess who they're asking that question to? To the biblical Israelites that are on the streets with the sign with the 12 tribes. What do you mean by that? What do you mean that I'm from the tribe of Issachar? What do you mean I'm from the tribe of Judah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean the American blacks? What do you mean the West Indies are Benjamin? What do you mean that Ephraim is a Puerto Rican? What do you mean by that? What does this mean? That's what's happening in the streets right now. Read.
Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take children of Israel from among the heathen.
But what?
From among the heathen.
That's showing that it's not talking about them.
Right.
Because we're going to take them outside of them. This is our brother right there in the churches thinking that, guess what? He fine. He okay. He loved. He embraced for his sin. No.
Right.
He going to be taken out. If that brother right there repents and acknowledges that he's the children of Israel and that he needs to keep the commandments, that's when, guess what? He's going to be taken out of that.
And he can be a part of this grafting in process.
Right. Go ahead.
Whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
23.
Verse 23. Neither shall they defile themselves
anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of their dwelling, out of their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, be their God.
These detestable things that they are doing right now, they are will be clean when they what? Accept the commandments. Except that they have sinned, they have committed a transgression against the law of God. Again, when you went to Leviticus 18 and we saw that, that it was an abomination, we start realizing, guess what? I am sinning against God. This is against God, God's agenda, what he is teaching in the Bible. I can't be doing this. I can't say I'm a Christian and not be applying the things that are in the Bible. Because that's what we always said, there's a division between Christian and Christianity, because the Christians in the Bible, they kept the commandments. Christianity, guess what? They keep their traditions and the things that they love and their buffets that they like to pick and choose at the Bible.
You know what's crazy about this, though? The top two religions on the planet is Christianity and Islam. In Christianity, they're literally going throughout the earth pushing this agenda. The Pope has been doing this for years now. Give me Isaiah 1:9, because I want to show our people just how serious and demonic this whole agenda is. Give me that.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant.
It said, except. The Most High left a very small number of the Israelites free.
We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
Everybody would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody on the planet would be walking around like this brother here in the video, looking real crazy and suspect with the little sway on right now.
Looking sweet.
And this is it. All praise the Most High that we have something to look at and say that, I guess, we're not going to do that. We're not going to be walking in that way. You done with that one right there?
Yeah, I'm done with that one.
Give me Revelations 11 and 8, because I said it earlier. I said it earlier because it's going to have to sit in your mind that, guess what? All the so-called Christianity churches will accept and be flying that LGBTQ community flags on their churches. Just like they flag the American flag as proud as they do, and they fly the Christian flag up they do, they're going to fly the LGBTQ flag as well. Why? Because this is prophecy, right? Read verse 11.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
Remember the two sticks that we're talking about? This is the same thing. This is the same thing that we're talking about right here. The two bodies are the two witnesses, Judah and Ephraim, which are the northern and southern kingdom. They're going to be lying in the street. And show, let's see what they're going to be lying in the street.
Which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt.
Oh, my God.
Spiritually called Sodom. This city, this great city is called spiritually Sodom and Egypt. Why? Because the same thing that was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah is the same thing that's going to be happening here in America.
That's right.
And it's going to a full force, right? And it's called Egypt. Why? Because the children of Israel, this is where we're enslaved at right here. Just like we went in the ships in Egypt, we went in ships in Egypt here. Go ahead.
Where also our Lord was crucified.
Ooh, let's bring that back. Let's bring that back. We didn't go back to Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis.
Where our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Guess what? Well, Christ wasn't crucified here in the United States. This is talking about the Mount of Calvary. That's what it's talking about. Let's go to Revelations. I mean, let's go to Genesis, and let's see the image, because the man, the so-called a bishop or whatever he was, the minister, right? That's what he called himself.
Right.
Said that, guys, we're creating his image, right? Give me that video back so we can get it.
Yeah, it's a lot of meat on that thing.
There's a lot in that video. Yeah. Genesis 2.
2:7.
2:7.
Okay. Yeah. Give me that one video. Yeah, go all the way to the beginning. It's a very beginning video, so we can just play it from the beginning. Go ahead and play the beginning of the video.
Video first.
Right one.
Yeah, that's it.
We're all born, we're marked by God's image in our birth. And increasingly we understand that our sexuality is a gift.
Okay, that's
this
good.
Month, local.
So I said we're marked by his image. Let's see what his image is. Let's see the image of God here. Go ahead.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Is that the one you wanted? 27.
His image.
1 and 27.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
So this is the image that he created, right? From the dust of the ground. I need one of those two. But this is the image that created, not the image of what we see in our TVs and see this right here, right? He's trying to say that, guess what? God has a homosexual side. That's what he's really trying to say. That's
right.
What he's trying to say when in the voice. But guess what? When we read the Bible, that's not what it's talking about.
That's right. When I read your next verse.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish, of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Even nature itself, that's what the big thing on there. Even nature itself tells you, guess what? You don't see two birds that are the same sex trying to have sex.
Right.
You don't see that.
So, you know, the commandment was to be fruitful and multiply. And two men or two women can't do that.
They can't do
that. There's no multiplication that's going to be happening there.
Ain't no addition either.
That's the same image right there. That's the same image. And guess what? That we have to continue to multiply together and what? And that becomes what? A family. That's why they destroy those things. Destroy those things. That's why I don't know if you can find that image, but there's an image where there's the daughter, and her dad walks out. The woman says, "I don't need a man." He walks out. The boy, there's a boy that says, "I don't want to be a man." The woman says, the young girl says, "What did she say?" I forgot, but they all say something different because the man walks out the relationship.
Right.
Or the woman takes her out the relationship. So it destroys the family.
Right.
And the roles, I'm going to say it loud, the roles of each person get destroyed.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And that's the order of the Most High. Give me the order right quick before we end up closing, because we got to understand that, guess what? This is bigger. This is bigger than somebody trying to practice or live their lifestyle of a homo or sexuality or the LGBT. It's bigger than that, because
right. Because
it's destroying something that God has designed and ordained from the beginning.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head.
This is very heavy, because once you have the mind of Christ as a man, the woman is going to want to submit to you.
Right.
She's going to want to say, you know what? This guy is following an order with God. So what God says, I already know his next move, because all I got to do is read the Bible. He ain't going to do nothing crazy outside of what God has said, because he's already applying the mind of Christ. So guess what? All I got to do is follow him.
That's right.
All I got to do is follow him and fall in line. And that submission, that has to be there. But no, no, no. What do they always say? And I think it's here too. Oh, but you came from a woman. The woman, they lift the woman higher. But it says, doesn't it say here that the man came from the woman?
No, it's verse 8.
Further down.
Verse 8.
For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Then that we have to step up. That's showing you that us as men have to be the leaders. We have to one to first initiate the applying of the commandments and following the Most High. So then guess what? The rest of the family will fall in line.
That's right.
But the minute that we're out, that's why they've tried so hard to remove the man leadership outside the Israelite home.
That's right.
Through the crack epidemic, through the gang banging, through
AIDS.
Section 8.
The Section 8, yeah, because you can't have a man in there and accept get your welfare check and get your access and get everything for your children if the man's there.
Right.
And that's why they've put us down to the bottom of society where we can't afford to have families anymore.
Right.
How come back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, we could afford a family and buy houses because they understand.
With six kids.
Yeah, six kids, 12, 15.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, officer.
Yes, sir.
Hey, back in the day, a man could work at Foot Locker making $5 an hour, and he had like a four-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm.
And but now, guess what? It's become to a point that, you know what, we gotta put that little reward or that acceptable higher, because guess what? They've put us in the system. Now we are developing the system. But yeah, you always got new pair of J's on.
Right.
Right? You got new vehicle every time it comes out. You got the latest iPhone. You got all these things. But if you understand that when we try to go back to be self-efficient, they don't want that. They said, nah, because you know what? It's just, if they go back, that's what, they're pretty much cutting out the middleman. They don't need us anymore. They're growing their own thing. They're building their own thing. Look at the Amish. They'll have a house up in a day and a half.
Facts.
Because all the men in the community come up and they're ready to put up that house up. They got a roof over it at the end of the day.
That's right.
Have y'all seen that before? They have the roof over their head and they self-efficient. Everybody brings it. You know what? They'll say something like, you know what? So-and-so just got married. They need a house. Make sure everybody bring your extra wood that you got. Bring 3 pieces of wood, and we have more than enough. And all you know it, they built a house for this brother.
That's
right.
That's a community.
That's a community. Yeah,
right.
That is.
Right.
And nobody, everybody, what's going to be three logs? But guess what? When your child gets married and he has a kid, well, you there too.
Right.
You're there with your three logs.
Right.
And it's like, if you've seen it, I don't know if we have a video of it or not, but we got the Amish will put up a house in one day, and this ain't no like temporary house either. These are solid houses. These are solid houses. What else you have?
Let me go quick ahead. Let me get Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Okay.
And then we go right into Sirach 15:20. Let's
gotcha.
Get that. Because here's the deal. The Most High made us the way that he made us for a reason. And he never changes according to Malachi 3:10. But watch this, though.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God had made men upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
God has made man upright. He didn't make us to be swaying like the homosexuals do. He made man to be man. He made women to be women. Give me that.
Which one?
15 and 20.
This is a book of Sirach, chapter 15 and verse 20. He hath commanded no man to do wickedly.
He gave no man the authority to be homosexual. Read.
Neither hath he given any man license to sin.
That goes against God. Anything that goes against God's laws is a sin. Homosexuality is a sin, and God did not give us permission or license to do that.
You mind if I get one?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Amos chapter 9 and verse I think that's going to be 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right, start of verse 8.
This is the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 8.
Because he said he gave no man license to sin. And where we are at right now, the Most High described it right here in Amos.
Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom.
So this is a sinful kingdom, because everything that we've been talking about is sin that is being pushed in the earth. Go ahead.
And I will destroy it.
And what is going to happen to this kingdom?
I will destroy it from the face of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Saving that, I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord.
So he's not going to destroy all of us, but go to verse 10 to see what's going to happen.
Verse
to
10.
Those.
All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
Because what are people doing? They trust in this kingdom. And what they're doing, because laws are put in place for them to do it, and it's legal according to the system, their idea is here, hey, we're going to trust in this wickedness that we're doing.
Right.
But God says they're all going to die because of those sins.
Oh, my God.
Y'all praise this. I wanted to get one statement that they said at the end. He said, and I got it right here, it said, the only way to love God is to love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
That the hell is this? And the reason why they say that is because that's the way they can accept them as accept their sin. In other words, they say, if I accept my sin, that it's okay, then now I can be loved by God. That's God's love. No, let's see what the Bible's got. Let me give you God's love right quick, because y'all really got to understand it. 1 John 5 and 3.
Okay.
We got to get first. You got to get the love first. You got to understand what the love of God is first. That's where it starts right there.
That's
if
right.
You want to love yourself, you got to know first what the love of God is first, right?
This is the book of 1 John, chapter 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous.
And his commandments are not grievous. Meaning, guess what? These commandments have to be known and applied first before you enter into there. Because, yes, there is scriptures about loving each other. There is scripture also about living peacefully among us. And we believe that. We're not going to go out and kill none of our brothers that are on this. We're not going to kill them. We're going to teach them the word. We're going to give them the understanding. But we're going to do all these violence against them. But we're going to preach to God and tell them to get right and know that that's not right. You understand that?
Yeah, but officer, him saying this, give me Luke 14:26. Watch this.
Because
it says, the only way to love God is to love yourself first. Didn't Christ tell us we're supposed to hate ourselves? I mean, I could be wrong, but let's see what the scripture says.
This is the book of Luke, chapter 14 and verse 26. If any man come to me,
it said, if any man come to me
and hate not his father.
Hold on, whoa. I got to hate my father?
And his mother.
Oh, I got to hate my mama? We just had Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We got Father's Day coming up.
And wife and children.
Oh, I got to hate my wife and my children?
And brethren.
Oh, my God.
And sisters.
Uh-huh.
Yea, and his own life also.
Whoa, I'm supposed to hate myself? Read.
He cannot be my disciple.
Whoa, Christ said you can't even roll with him if you don't hate yourself first. So why is the Christian church preaching another Jesus saying that we're supposed to love ourselves more and that's how we get to God? That's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah. And we're not saying – this scripture is not talking about you going out and killing yourself. Talking about your sin.
That's correct.
That's right.
Your sin. And guess what? If my mom's telling me to eat pork – and I know the Bible tells you not to eat pork, but this used to be your favorite meal. I thought you liked this. Or come out for Thanksgiving for a honey glaze.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? You got to hate that thing. You got to hate mama. I'm going to hate you on this one. Because guess what? I can't be dealing in that. I can't be getting caught in this sin right here. You got to understand that guess what? You first, when you start reading the commandments, you're going to start, guess what? That's old me. That's what the new man starts becoming. You start saying, you know what, I can't do these things. I can't be loving God, saying I love God, but yet not keep his commandments. That don't make no sense.
That's right.
That does not make sense. So at the end of the day, the Most High is going to give us that patience to get right. We're here to practice his commandments. Guess what? He's going to give us that grace to get right. But once you hear it, guess what? We can't tell you, oh, you got months. You got days. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Many, you got to repent today. Once you hear it and you understand it, apply those commandments. With that, we're going to go ahead and close it up. Yeah, I'm telling you, this old Pride Month ain't going to go away. I ain't going to beat it over the head. All y'all going to do is going to have to stand in your practice of the commandments and preach the gospel to the lost. That's what we're going to do.
That's it.
And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Did we get out of Mount Pride in Ecclesiastes?
We didn't feel it.
Okay.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Vivararasa. We one nation. This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Vivararasa. We one nation. It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional. The people, the good, gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble. For the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Vivararasa. We one nation. This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Vivararasa. We one nation.
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vamos los muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta el arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos, sipping on cervezas with all mi hermanos. Judah and Eve from death to two kingdoms. Now we one nation over diseases. Royalty bloodline, we be the choice vine. Better repent for you run out of time. My father gave me salt and the light, yeah, yeah. We strong in the Lord and his might, yeah, yeah. Better be careful of fire. Change all your ways or you'll be his desire, whoa. Gotta stay away from Satan, changing my mind, friend. Yeah, you know we dying daily, turning it up on a feast day. Put this on replay, no longer divided, cause we all
one nation. This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Vivararasa. We one nation. This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Vivararasa.